In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions. Puts the talk into tea.
98FM. All day. Big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, someone called Ted Hastings to crack this case. Cork County Council say that it's investigating a toilet roll thief who's been stealing supplies from Yall Beach.
Yall?
Is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah, Yall, yeah.
It looks like Yugle.
Yeah, it does.
It's spelled Yugle like Dougal, but it's Yall.
Spelled Yugle, pronounced Yall, ready for this.
So locals are demanding action because there's no toilet paper in the public toilets at the Yall Front Strand.
Maybe they just haven't new toilet paper in.
Yeah, well, the mayor of Cork says the council staff fully stock the toilets every morning at 7:30 a.m.
Stop it.
However, by 8 a.m., all of the loo rolls have been taken.
Who's stealing the bathroom?
So that's
roll?
A window of a half an hour that the culprit's going in and taking the toilet roll.
Surely there's CCTV.
Councillor Mary Linehan Foley, she says it's an issue since 2022, but only during the summer months.
Who's stealing the toilet roll in Yall?
The culprit is around during the summer, so it's a seasonal theft. And they're up between 7:30 a.m. and 8 a.m.
That's an early riser.
Yeah.
Someone's stealing the bog roll from the toilets in Yall. Who is that person?
I don't know.
Sorry, no, imagine if you were identified as the person stealing the toilet roll. You'd be so embarrassed.
Surely they could put up a bit of CCTV somewhere.
You'd imagine they would be there. I used to work somewhere else years ago and there was somebody who was suspected of stealing the toilet roll. It's wild.
The cost of it.
Absolutely wild. It's crazy. It's crazy. Come here. From one wild story to another.
God.
Men are becoming more toxic because they're not busy enough with their hands. Go and steal some toilet rolls.
Sorry. Say that again.
Men are becoming more toxic because they're not busy enough with their hands. That's not the most bizarre thing about this story. That's according to it's according to Sting.
Sting says that men are becoming more toxic because they're not doing enough with their hands.
Yep. Sting says toxicity could be linked with men rarely having to do physical work. He's been speaking to The Guardian and he says he feels lucky that he works with his hands every day as a musician.
Oh, playing the guitar.
Yeah. What do they say? The devil makes work for idle thumbs. Isn't that the phrase?
I haven't ever heard that phrase.
Lads, Sting says you're not busy enough with your hands and it's making you more toxic. So if you're looking for something to do, you can head to Yall and, well, before 7:30.
Two very strange stories.
You need
morning.
To get there before the toilet roll tea.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin?
Good morning to Jamie in Clonsilla, who says, my little win is I'm going to Lanzarote for 2 weeks tomorrow.
Go on, Jamie.
Oh, and that extra day with the annual leave because of the bank holiday.
Oh yeah, lovely.
Jamie.
Keep that in your pocket for Christmas.
You've got life sussed. And Karen's been on too and says that her little win is she met her pal for lunch yesterday. They had a great catch up and then her friend asked her to be her maid of honour.
Oh, lovely.
Very exciting.
Lovely stuff. We've another Karen now.
Good morning, 98. Our little win, Cole won't speak because he's just too excited. But his little win is he's going to Clara Lara today for a school tour.
Stop.
God, I remember they're going as a kid. Best time ever. So yeah, he is buzzing.
Cole, have the best day at Clara Lara.
The school tour, best days.
I never got to go. I always heard people talk about it.
It's brilliant.
Is it? Yeah, I never got
to
go.
I'd love to go again, to be honest with you.
Maybe we'll do
a big
breakfast.
We need to do a school tour.
We do need to do a school tour.
Yeah.
There's something in that.
Tell you.
Big breakfast on tour. Here's Demi.
Good morning, guys. Happy Thursday. My little win this morning is that I met himself at the coffee shop for a quick coffee before we head off to work. And he is off to training for a long day down the country. So it's the little things that make your day.
Love that. Demi sent that in to us yesterday. Thank you so much for that, Demi. Here's Rachel.
Good morning. My little win is my 19-month-old said two new names yesterday of our friends. And another little win is actually that she is obsessed with Toy Story. So we are definitely bringing her to her first cinema trip.
Aww.
And the movie is out.
There you go, Rachel. Well, the IMC cinema passes are on their way to you. Here's Obi.
Hi, guys. My little win is, thankfully, I feel better today. About 4 days ago, I had a bit of a sports injury at the gym. So I ended up in A&E for precaution. I was in bits. But thankfully, on medication and stuff. And today, I feel much better now. So I'll be going back to the gym this weekend. Thanks, guys. Obi.
Good man, Obi.
Obi, take care of yourself. Take it handy.
Yeah, delighted you're feeling better. Here's Elisa.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
Olivia, sorry.
My little win is that I'm going to Orlando for 2 weeks tomorrow.
Elizzy's off to Orlando.
Trip of a lifetime.
Wow. Here's Claire.
My little win is myself and four other leaders are bringing 19 beavers away for the weekend. And we get to sleep on the floor and hopefully enjoy some sunshine and lots of games and lots of food. Happy bank holiday weekend, everyone.
Oh, Claire.
Oh, for the beavers.
Have a great bank holiday.
I was in brownies. I was a ladybird as well.
What did they call it? Was it a woggle?
Yeah.
Was it a woggle for your little scarf?
Yeah, it was like a little neckerchief.
Yeah, little neckerchief. We need to bring neckerchiefs back into adult life. Maybe for our little school tour.
There you go.
And here's Kev.
My little winners are just finished off paying my car finance, so I am officially bill free.
Oh, great.
So I'll just go waste it on something else.
Kev, fair play to you. Congratulations, everyone. Thank you so much. So many little wins.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
An egg chair.
Neato.
And a dry road.
98 FM.
Oh, the sequins are on for a bank holiday Friday edition of Matchy Matchy, the most glamorous game on the radio. Your chance to win amazing prizes. And all you have to do is say the same three words as either myself or Brendan. Now, if you do, you'll be getting your hands on all of these.
Win a €150 fuel card.
An air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Neato.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
An egg chair.
And take on your opponents with these water blasters.
You're getting soaked and there's nothing you can do about it.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, those rascals.
Oh, I love AI, Rebecca and Brendan. So many prizes. We are dying to give these away to somebody. Fingers crossed. Grace in Finglas is about to do it. Grace, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Grace, any nice plans for the bank holiday?
No, not much.
Just enjoy the weather, Grace.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, nice. Do you listen along to Matchy Matchy often, Grace?
Yeah, I listen every morning going to work.
And Grace, have you ever matched three while listening?
The odd time I would, but it'd be 2-hour 3.
Yeah, okay. Well, fingers crossed.
So that's why I kept entering.
Yeah, fingers crossed you're saving the three now for the moment that matters, Grace. Have you had a think about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with?
I do.
Who's
going
to
play you, Brendan.
Grace!
Go on, Grace!
It took till Friday, but I'm off to the soundproof booth. I'm thrilled.
I'm just swapping seats here now. Brendan, joy to move this morning. Oh, it's been a while since he's been in there now. Okay, Brendan has left the room. Grace in Finglas, your first word this Friday morning. Police.
Station.
Police station. Your second word. Light.
Bulb.
And your third word? Black.
Black. Oh, black. Car.
So we have police station, light bulb, and black car. Are you happy to lock in those three words, Grace?
Yeah, go for it.
I love it. You're very decisive. We're locking them in. And let's get our Brendan back from the soundproof booth. His first time in there for a while.
Hello.
Well, how were things?
Things were lovely. It's nothing's really changed in the soundproof booth. It's been a while, but it's all the same, you know? Very familiar, comforting.
Good. Brendan, first word.
Yes.
Police.
Police? Police? Police tape. Oh, lads, that's a shocker.
Second word, light.
Bulb.
And your third word this Friday morning in Matchy Matchy.
Yes.
Black.
Cat.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Grace and Finglas?
I won't see that soundproof booth for a month.
No.
What? What'd you say after police?
Grace went for police station. You both said light bulb, oh. So well done. You matched on one. And after black, Grace said black car, and you said black hat.
Black car.
So
yeah.
One letter in the difference.
Yeah, police stations. Brilliant. I was between police tape and police hat. I couldn't.
Guys,
think.
When you're on the spot, the things that come out of your mouth when you're on the spot.
Grace, thank you so much for giving me my weekly trip to the soundproof booth. Have a great weekend, Grace. We're going to send you a 90FM goodie bag. Cheers.
Cheers, Grace. Bye.
Police station.
Black cat's very me coded.
It's very you. Police station, of course, that's the obvious one to say.
Like police man, police woman.
True.
Light years.
Yeah.
You know.
Many options. Guys, that's the name of the game.
I probably would have said white after black, but you know me, I love an opposite. It wasn't to be, but maybe next week we'll finally do it. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy any morning next week, starting Tuesday, WhatsApp yes. Matchy to 0877 98
98 98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about an arrest.
I am, an arresting story on the way. First, though, I want to talk about a very big and very rude chalk figure this morning.
Oh.
I'm going to try and describe this image to you. So, you know, along the coast of Ireland, they have the ERA signs.
Yes.
It's like white pebbles or white chalk, spells out EIRE. So it's like that, right? But instead of a word, it's the picture of what looks to me like a bit of a caveman.
Oh, like an outline of a caveman.
Yeah. He's holding like a club that you'd like in the Flintstones that you'd like beat somebody with, sort of thing.
Right.
And he's in the nip completely.
Oh.
And he's standing to attention.
Quite a view.
Yeah. He's got a problem. Changing weather patterns mean that his white is fading.
Oh, no.
So this week, the National Trust in England are gathering staff and volunteers to pack tons of new chalk into the outline to basically redraw
Make
him.
Make sure he doesn't fade.
Bit of a Neil Buchanan,
I
like
getcha.
Art attack. Do you know what I mean? It's going to take 300 volunteers, 15 days to complete.
Must be massive.
He is very, very big. They're going to carry 17 tons of fresh chalk up the steep hillside and fill him in. There's
That's
the picture.
One way to spend the bank holiday.
Yeah. Yeah, very
I'd
large.
I'd say some bits alone would take a while. Yeah.
Very large indeed. finally this morning, a woman in Florida is all over the internet this morning after she was pulled over by police.
Oh.
She was driving around Palm Beach when an officer questioned her on suspicion of what he called distracted driving.
Okay.
The officer accused Kathleen Thomas of being on her phone, right?
Oh, gosh.
The problem for the cop is Kathleen only has one arm. She was driving using her left hand.
Okay.
She doesn't have a right hand.
Right.
Listen to what happened. This is from the cop's body cam footage.
You were passing me holding the phone with your right hand, manipulating that phone. I mean, I saw you with the phone.
Obviously not.
She's waving her stump in the air.
So you want to just call this a day? Or?
I don't want to call it a day. You had a hand up manipulating
the phone. You just said my right hand.
Well, I thought I saw you with your right hand. You
so
had a
you
hand
didn't.
Up. The right hand. I saw you manipulating.
So you didn't.
With the right hand, perhaps not, right?
But I saw you didn't see me with my right hand.
Kathleen doesn't have a right hand.
She's like just driving.
She's literally driving with her left hand. She can't hold anything in her right hand because she doesn't have one.
She was on her phone.
Yeah. So she's there waving her stump away, right? The cop wouldn't back down. It's Kathleen's first offence and she was told she had to go to court.
Yeah.
Off to court she went. This is yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an update from Kathleen on the steps of the courthouse.
So we had court this morning and dismissed. And you guys, I cannot make up the reason behind why it was dismissed. It says lack of evidence.
And she's just waving her arm around.
We knew that already.
There you go.
Yeah, go on, Kathleen.
Go on, Kathleen.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to you. We're now joined by 98FM's Emma Tyrrell to chat all about Ireland's first floating sauna, which is opening in Dunleary this weekend. Emma, how are you?
Hello, yes. I got a sneak peek of it last night.
An exclusive.
Ooh. An exclusive for 98FM. Yeah, no, there's been a lot of talk about this, and this was after Dunleary Rat Down County Council. They put out this call for someone to operate it, and they got a big, huge response. Mm-hmm. Basically, they want more people to use the harbour, either on or off the water, but mm-hmm. kind of bring it in more to the town, more people using it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to have its official launch this lunchtime, and it will open to the public tomorrow morning. So for anybody that knows Dunleary Harbour, a lot of people go on the east side of the pier and go for a walk along the
yes.
pier. Very popular.
Get a teddies at the end.
Exactly. Yeah. This is more the west side in Cole Harbour. So it's a right. bit more sheltered. It's a bit quieter. If you're ever on the Dart, you'll see it.
Yes. Yeah,
it's this little space, I suppose, and the sailing boats, the goat boat tour is down there, if you've ever done that. There's lots of different paddleboarding and that kind of thing.
Brilliant.
So that's it's there. So it's Helios Sauna. They're going to operate it. And I know you guys were in there in Dundrum.
We were. Yeah, we
did
sauna.
The show from the sauna. There, yeah.
Yes, they have a Bray operation and they have a Ross there. So they were the successful company. So I was talking to one of the owners, Matt Burke, and he was telling me that the sauna was built off-site in Wexford.
Oh. The dimensions, it's 5 metres wide by 8 metres long. So it's quite a large structure. So a big part of it was how we were actually going to move it. Like deciding how to get it up was like, where are we going to take the road? Or we even thought about even bringing it up on the water, which it didn't come to fruition because of the price. But we ended up going for like an abnormal load on the road.
Sorry, imagine driving from Wexford to Dublin and you're like, is that a giant sauna?
Yes. What's that? So basically, it kind of looks like a bit of a house. So you go down to Cole Harbour, they have their little offices there, they have changing rooms, the bathrooms. You get changed. There I am in my lovely swimming togs, walking down then. It was a lovely evening, thankfully. basically, you go down the steps by the pier, by the old pier, and then you're onto like a basically a floating walkway.
Cool.
So you go along that. It's right beside the pier, I suppose. Yeah. So you wouldn't be, you know, too concerned about it. And then you just walk onto the sauna itself, and it's gorgeous. It looks really nice. They put a lot of work and detail into it. You step on, and there's a little plunge pool right beside
it. Yeah, the plunge pool looks amazing.
So this goes basically into the water. It's open. There's a little deck. You can
sit there. Did you plunge?
I did. Of course I did.
Go on,
I love a good sauna, and it was you're basically in the sea, like going for a little sea swim. And then inside is the sauna itself, and it's quite big. It has a big full length mirror big full length window you can see out. It was really funny. I was sitting there and there was like paddleboarders going by and we were just looking at each other. It's just like, this is a bit weird. It's like, hey,
there's
how are
a lovely
you?
Stained glass window I saw
gorgeous
in your video as well.
Stained glass
gorgeous
window.
Yeah.
Like they put a lot of nice little touches in it. And then so I was asking Fintan Birch from the company, and I was asking him, you know, was it a nervy wait while it was, they had to lower it down? Obviously they were bringing it from Wexford.
Yeah, I was
ask them, were they worried would it float? Because I mean, this is the first of its kind in Ireland. Is it going to work, lads?
On the day that we were actually craning it in, I think there was about probably 20 people down here between the kind of the truckers that had brought it up, the crane operators, all of our staff, Spree Lynn, who were installing the pontoon. And I think everyone else was very calm until they saw Matt and Mikko's faces, and then they realised, okay, if they're worried, should we be worried? So I think no one thought there was any worry until these guys started to worry. But of course, you know, it was all under control and it all worked out great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
7 tons, they were saying. It's quite big, of that. Anyway, so I was talking to a few people. They got a little go of it last night. So I was asking these girls how it went and what they thought of it.
I just seen the dark goodbye. It's so cool. It's like we're in the city, yet
at the beach.
It's like its own destiny, like its own destination. Like there's nothing like it anywhere. And like we travelled all the way up from Wexford to be here when we found out about it.
Did they follow it up the road?
I think so, maybe behind.
It looks amazing. I can't wait to go.
It's incredible. And it'll operate 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.